This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Stefan?
Yeah.
Could have a bolo on it.
Yeah, that's likely.
You must be careful. We're all in danger, did you know? Yes, it's definitely got fly guts on it. What did they have? What are they carrying?
Hold on. They haven't been to Liberia.
This must be really... Ken, I have a feeling you and I are about to receive an email that with bold font, capital letters... Because he's into something. His brain is onto something. All right. But, so before he gets all into this, Ken, I want to tell you.
I am done. You're on. We have started the program today without your help, and we've had good news upon good news upon good news. So I am not likely
to... And I want to bring you more good news.
I don't want to talk about all the people that could have Ebola, because that's nonsense. So
it's
what's
absolutely ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
What the news stations are doing with this.
Yep.
The good news is it is really hard to come down with Ebola. You have to have bodily fluids passed, and that if somebody ran through your town on an airplane and just passed through it. Washington, D.C. is all like, I'm really concerned. You have to have bodily fluids exchanged. That means sweat, tears, or other things. You are not going to get Ebola. That's your good news.
There it is. All right, the program's over.
In fact, I posted just a few minutes ago on our Facebook page, facebook.com/gooddayshow, the preventative tips from the CDC. And it's amazing how, unless you see it spelled out like this, the panic is just dumb.
Well, but I'll tell you why the panic is, and I'm going to call out WTOP. In Washington,
D.C. News station in Washington.
One of the biggest money-making stations in the country.
It is the biggest. It bills more than any other station in the country.
Right. Because of basically government. I won't even get into that. But they do not mention in any of their coverage what it takes to get the Ebola. All they do is they interview people at Dulles Airport, and people are going, I'm really concerned.
This guy came through Dulles. That's why they're using that angle.
He didn't even get off of the plane.
Yes, he did. He got off the plane, went into another plane to get to Dallas.
Okay. Yeah. You have to exchange bodily fluids.
If he had sex with three people while I was in, maybe then they might have gotten it. But other than that...
Or if you shook his sweaty hand and then rubbed it in your eyelids, you know, or touched your mouth.
The news reporting on this stuff is so bad. So it's just disgusting.
That's what I want everybody to know.
Go through go through the things that you posted on the website that will help people understand what this really all the bottom line to all of this. In terms of how it really works.
Somebody has to be responsible here in reporting this. It's so silly.
I don't even want to use the term report. I'm just we're passing along information that hopefully is helpful, realistic, important, and reliable.
You know, because we work in radio, I usually try not to attack other radio stations. But this just has got me so upset. I just can't take it to listen to them report this like this. And Ken, what's it say?
The CDC gives you these six preventative tips. So this is what you need to do to avoid Ebola. First, practice careful hygiene. Avoid contact with blood and body fluids. Do not handle items that may have come in contact with an infected person's blood or body fluids. Avoid funeral or burial rituals that require handling the body of someone who has died from Ebola.
Check. Nice.
Avoid contact with bats and non-human primates or blood, fluids, and raw meat from these animals.
Mm-hmm. Avoid chimpanzee for breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
Fried.
Raw.
Yeah.
Avoid hospitals where Ebola patients are being treated. After you return from a site with known Ebola cases, monitor your health for 21 days and seek medical care immediately if you develop symptoms of Ebola. But if you haven't done any of that, don't worry.
All right, so get the monkey tartar off of your afternoon lunch plate, and you should be fine. Don't hang out with dead people who had Ebola.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, but one that begs the question, the fellow who came over from Liberia that ended up in Texas, how does he have this? What was he exposed to? And apparently there's a case, or at least there's a suspicion in Hawaii that somebody there has got.
He's in lockdown. He's being monitored. They do not think he has Ebola, but
they don't. The fellow in Hawaii.
The doctors do not think he has Ebola, but they are monitoring him just in case.
Yeah. Well, that makes good sense.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just stop with all of the craziness, all right? Let me talk to you about something else that is misunderstood in terms of the world of medicine and your body. Do you have rheumatoid arthritis? Are your joints sore all the time when you wake up in the morning? Are you stiff and sore through the day, especially if it's a rainy day, if it's a wet day? Are you stiff and sore? Do you feel every day like your joints are doing you in? If that's the case, you need to understand what Omax 3 Ultra Pure will do for you. Ultra Pure means it is 100% potent, 100% pure. There's a patented 4-to-1 EPA-DHA ratio. This is really strong stuff. It's great stuff. It's the best omega-3 on the market, bar none. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, designed to help you overcome problems like joint pain, like stiffness, like soreness. Not only does it do the lubricating. Yesterday I went to great detail to talk about how great this is when it comes to the joints, lubricating the points in your body with a lot of stress, your hips, your knees, that sort of thing. You need lubrication there, and that's what Omax 3 Ultra Pure is all about. It's an omega-3 oil. Have you ever, do you remember Singer sewing machine oil? Anybody remember that?
You know what? I actually do.
Okay. So think about what Singer sewing machine oil did to your sewing machine. It's a lubricant. It almost feels like fish oil. If you look at it, when you put it on, and what it does, it lubricates the parts not only of the sewing machine, but a lot of things. I still use it on some of my equipment. If I can find 3-in-1 oil around, I still use it on some of the little tools that I have, wrenches that get rusty, that kind of stuff, adjustable wrenches. It's great. That's the visualization I want you to have when it comes to thinking about what Omax 3 Ultra Pure will do for your joints. Lubricates them, makes them work. Then it's not bone against bone, so that not only does it hurt, but it wears them out. This keeps your joints from wearing out. Plus, your brain needs fish oil as well. Keep that lubricated. You want to keep the inflammation down wherever it may be in your body, and that's what Omax 3 Ultra Pure does. Let's get some right now by calling 800-316-7918, 800-316-7918. You cover the cost of shipping and handling. They'll send you a 30-day supply free. Won't cost you anything other than shipping it to you. That's because the makers of Omax 3 Ultra Pure are so confident you will see and feel the difference that I'm talking about. They want you to experience it firsthand on them. 800-316-7918. Or you can go online to Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com, and order it that way as well. Whichever you prefer, get it now. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Tonight, after The Biggest Loser on NBC, it's the premiere of two great new comedies.
First up, we've got Bad Judge, starring Kate Walsh. And who knew she was so funny?
Who knew she was so hot?
I knew she was hot.
The answer is me. I knew that.
She's so good.
She's great. And then right after that, it's A to Z. And the critics are going nuts over this one, right?
Forget the critics. I'm going nuts over this show. I have to tell you, I love the two leads. I think they're amazing. It's Kristen Milioti and
Ben
Feldman.
Right? Yeah, they got great chemistry.
Great chemistry. So cute. And I think everyone just wants to see them end up together. Or at least I do.
Well, luckily you can do that tonight on NBC.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is our official lawyer here in the Good Day program. Tracy Morgan's professional fate is in limbo. New reports indicating he suffered a crippling brain injury following the crash this past summer. Walmart says it's his fault. So how does Walmart get off on this? And what is, does this add more fuel to the fire that Tracy Morgan can get more out of Walmart? I mean, I can't imagine. Well, yes, I can. Walmart, I can imagine them pulling a stunt like this. What say you, Professor Wiseman?
Well, you know, actually, Walmart's done a poor job, as they have all along with this, with their public relations, because what the basis of this is really very, very standard language in an answer in a personal injury complaint. You always allege that the other side had contributory negligence, because what we have is a system of comparative negligence. So let's say your injuries are worth $1 million, and you are partially responsible. Let's say you're speeding at the time that I, as a drunk driver, hit you on the wrong side of the street. The jury then compares that, and they put a number on it. So they would say, I'm 90% negligent, you're 10% negligent, so they're going to reduce your the amount that they award you by 10%. So it's pretty much standard operating procedure. But, you know, just as I say to my classes at Bentley University with boilerplate, nothing should ever be in a document that doesn't have to be in there, that there's no reason. This is a really poor move by them, because this is not a case where you're going to have a jury look kindly upon an argument of comparative negligence about a parked car. And that's it. They were at a full stop when they got hit. If anything, I think you're right. I think it could backfire with them.
I hope it does. Yeah, I hope it does. I think that Walmart in general is one of our poorest examples of capitalism in this country. And this shows what the metal is of the people who are running it. Maybe some of them have never been out of, in Arkansas? Bentonville. They've never been out of Bentonville. So they don't know how the rest of the world works. But this has nothing to do about Tracy Morgan in a sense, although he's the victim here. The fact that he never made, I mean, this guy's life is ruined, apparently. Yeah. Ruined. All right, so Steve Wiseman brings us some more food for thought here when it comes to contemporary legal information. It's 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If I had an hour, I could set up a couple thousand Twitter accounts that look like they're from all over the world.
Why don't you do that so that it looks like we have more listeners?
$20, I could buy you 1,000 listeners, 1,000
really?
Followers.
He's thinking about it. He's like, let's talk about that on the next break.
Doug Stephens, good day. Making your morning complete, minus, of course, the gorillas.
Our love is alive, and so we begin.
Wait a minute, isn't this where we're supposed to play the song about airplanes?
No, that never happened.
Yes. And you erased it from the day, did you? Time for our one-hit wonder contest, which we didn't have yesterday because I was so fascinated with the conversation about airplane rides and stuff. We had a good tune. But this is a better tune. The song is called Stumbling In. Singing duo who were primarily solo acts. They came together to make this song during this week in 1978. The song was number one. If you know who they are, the individuals by name, you call us at 888-302-3684 and tell us the name of the one-hit wonder. I don't think so.
The woman is easy.
Yeah.
The guy is tough.
Yeah, but some people, we have people listen to this program. I'm amazed at some of the names.
Oh, me too.
They remember one-hit wonder. People 20, 30 years ago, how do they remember a song and the artist unless they were disc jockeys like I was? 888-302-3684. And sometimes I can't remember. People say they challenge my children. Everyone's around Meredith will say, okay, who did that song? And you know what? If I had my device, my Droid device, I could hold it up to the song and let it identify it. And then I would
Shazam it.
It's Shazam. Okay.
Right.
I didn't remember what it was called. All right. One Hit Wonder. We're going to send you a bunch of One Hit Wonders on a CD. And the recording company is a picture of Charlotte. And it's her master's voice is the name of the company. Richie, you haven't seen
that? Yes.
Theater. Yes. All right. The guy in this duo is a British soft rock singer, lead singer for the band Smokey. The lady in this duo, born in Detroit, had her greatest success as a British rocker. That's how they get together, obviously. As a child, she was formally trained on the piano and percussion, learned to play bass on her own. She broke the gender barrier, became the first successful female to play bass in a rock band. That's kind of cool. She played the recurring role of bass player Leather Tuscadero in Happy Days.
Mm-hmm.
That help you any? Let's see, what else do we know about her? Elektra Records had big hopes of grooming her as the new Janis Joplin. That didn't work out, though. She sold over 50 million records on her own worldwide. She and her singing partner here never cracked the music charts again here in America. All right, so that's the background to this song, Stumbling In. Who is this? 888-302-3684. Richie, crank it up, will you please?
I'm looking at the pictures of her now. It's hysterical to remember her Happy Days appearances.
Yeah. Her voice is nowhere near what Janis Joplin's was. I don't think. Do you think it is?
I think she's just a female rock star.
Yeah. There you go. Well, thank you. Let's go to Worland, Wyoming for Adam. Hi, Adam. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, Adam, I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing? What are you talking to us on? What is that? Is it Canada Strip?
My cell phone, and I'm just waking up. And
really?
Listening to your radio station is my morning kind of together to get right. Full work.
That's good. It gets you awake.
I thought it was one of those newfangled toilet phones.
No, it's
where you stick your head in and dial.
Dial. All right, so what's the name of this duo, Adam?
Chris Norman and Susie Quattro.
Right. How well do you remember either or both of them? Obviously, you remember their names. What else do you remember about them? Anything?
Actually, Google is a great thing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, hey, listen, it is. Any way you want to win, you can win. If you figure it out that way, God bless you. More power to you. I'm going to send you a CD with a lot of one-hit wonders on it. Look for My Dog and Her Master's Choice on the label. You'll know that's where it came from. Congratulations, Adam. Thank you for listening to Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people are always asking me, Warren, what is my dog trying to tell me? He's always barking, and all his barks sound different. What do they mean? So let's decipher them a little bit for you. There's the deep, loud bark. That's the hey, Mom, look out, I'm not in a good mood. Then there's the middle pitch, not so loud and not so strong, hey, please come and get me. The short bark that is almost a whine generally means, I got to go out, Mom, take me out, I'm crossing my legs. Now there's my favorite, the happy bark. It's exciting. You know, where the dog is really going around, the tail's going a mile a minute, that's an indication that your dog wants to play. Also, when they bark like that, you notice the front will go down and the butt will be up in the air. There's also whining and crying barks and yelping. Yelping generally means the dog is in distress, he's not feeling well, or something else needs to take place. But also understand when a dog is kind of whining a little bit, it could be a rallying call that he just wants to play. I tape record my dog's different sounds so I can decipher them and understand exactly what he means. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464, Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's now time for us to have some nice stories. It's a nice day here on the Good Day program, Thursday, October the 2nd. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring social media with your comments about various issues of the day. I may start with him and have him go through three or four issues just to keep people up to date, to make you feel like we are actually reading and listening. This is not like the minister in Dallas who used to have people support his ministry by sending a prayer and a check. Send us a prayer and a check and we'll pray for you. And they take the check out of the envelopes and throw the prayer in the dumpster. We don't do that here. We don't throw your comments to the dumpster. We're happy to have you comment so that we can share your thoughts with lots of people who are not only maybe reading the things that are on comment, on facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at goodday, but many people don't go right there. So here is the way to stimulate more conversation and thinking. Go ahead, Kenny. It's all yours.
Okay. Let's start off with Ebola. Stan says the spread of fear and paranoia by the media is way more infectious than Ebola itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's very pithy. I thought that was a pithy statement.
Hallelujah, brother.
Yep. All right. Keep going.
Matt says, all I'm saying, isn't it a coincidence that Ebola arrived in the U.S. days after Obama earmarked billions to fight it?
Oh, there we go.
Where's the tinfoil?
Our friends with the tinfoil on. Told you.
Yeah. I'm not saying just because we're chuckling at it that it isn't true. Anything is possible. It is. Anything is possible.
A lot of people believe this is just one more way the government can get control over you.
Get control. All right, keep going, Kenny.
All right, one more on Ebola. Mark says, Ebola has been in the U.S. for one day, and people are already wearing masks. Diabetes has been around for years, and you still want to eat at McDonald's.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very good.
That frozen, ground-up chimpanzee meat. Keep going.
Okay, the Secret Service mess. Paula says, I am appalled at the lackadaisical way that the president and the first family have been left unprotected.
Hmm. Okay. They have been. Been horrible. I don't know how salty Obama's language is, or Mrs. Obama, but I wonder what they would have said, or what they did say, when Obama found out that he was in the elevator
with the guy with the gun,
with the guy that had a record.
Yeah.
What do you look at the guy with the Secret Service and say, what the?
You're here to protect me?
Yeah.
Mm. Really?
Good job. All right, keep going, Kenny.
Betty says, what's with all the Secret Service mess-ups? Compared to these guys, even Fox News does a better job defending Obama.
That's a good line.
That's funny.
I'm not saying that much either. Keep going.
Kevin says the Secret Service should be removed from the bloated Homeland Security Department and put back where they were.
We should dismantle Homeland Security. Its time has come and gone. Doesn't work.
Let me tell you something.
Set up. Doesn't work.
This is about to get interesting because they are going to reconstruct the Secret Service, and the Secret Service has control of a lot of things that cost a lot of money that they want to keep in their budget that may get pulled out of their budget and put back into somebody else's budget. Like, for example, credit card fraud. Why is the Secret Service in charge of that? Shouldn't it be back at the Treasury Department or at least under the FBI? So they will fight for those dollars.
Here's the
problem.
Not
want to let them go.
Or here's the story. All of those branches you have just mentioned do all of those things anyway. It's who's in charge of the information. But we have, as you may know or remember, when we were discussing last October the budget, because the process for our country starts in October. It is the fiscal year goes October to October, or end of September or whatever it is, but it's fall to fall. So that's why they have to pass some kind of a continuing resolution in order to keep spending up and to be able to fund government programs. But when somebody, I forget whether it was government accounting office or some private group, looked into the budgetary process, remember, they found 24 agencies doing exactly the same thing when it came to many of the things we're just talking about now being monitored. 24 things being duplicated. What kind of management is
redundant
that?
Redundant services.
Yes. Why aren't we on to that? Why isn't somebody in Congress standing at the podium, pounding his shoe on the podium, saying, listen to this, folks? All right, Kenny, what else?
The other thing that is interesting is on our Facebook page and also on Pinterest, we've got a new picture of the newest member of the family, Carlisle, who is one day old today.
Carlisle the calf, yes. Born yesterday. Carlisle is Meredith's daughter, and she wanted to have a calf named after her.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Yes, and Megan's coming out to visit me, bringing us Fred for the first time east. Fred's not really his name, but
your grandson Fred.
Yes, Fred. Yeah, that's what we call him. Now Megan refers to him as Fred when she's talking to me. The Community College of Baltimore County, Richie.
Yes.
Turned down Brandon Jenkins' application to its radiation therapy program. When that happened, he asked for an explanation. In an email, the program director said several other applicants had better grades than Mr. Jenkins. But the lady also singled out his response to an interview question. When asked what was the most important thing to him, he said, my God. The director wrote that radiation therapy is not the place for religion. She went on to tell him that in any future interviews, he might want to leave his thoughts and beliefs out. Jenkins then sued the school, claiming it violated First Amendment rights, and he won.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
All right. Stupid.
Well, and this woman lost her job, which is applicable as well. You know, one of the things.
Down in Baltimore, hon.
Yeah. I used to work in Baltimore a long, long time ago, and I never liked it. Never warmed up to it. The harbor nice as it is, it's kind of like on an island almost, separating the rest of the city.
Baltimore's a funny town in that the tourists in a nice area. There's lots of nice things in Baltimore, but it's a very blue collar, not as much anymore as it used to be back in the 70s and 80s, but a blue collar town. And it's got attitude.
Yeah.
It's not Philly, but it's got attitude.
Attitude's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Attitude, that's a good way of putting it. An estimated 4.1% of all death row inmates are innocent, according to a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The researchers at Michigan State Law School went through from top to bottom, all of this information that came from every state. Any state that has death row, they studied all of the trials, they studied all of the judges' rulings, all the sentences, that sort of thing, and they came with this figure, this is a stunning figure, 4% of everybody needs to be exonerated on death row, and in certain circumstances, even those who appealed the death sentence and got a life sentence, still... Think about 4% of the people. There are 8,500 people. Did you know that? 8,500 wow. people around this country on wow. death row. 8,500. And 4% of them are not guilty. Now, to figure out who the 4% are, is that why you change the death penalty to life in prison? Is that why you don't have a death penalty? Is that why other countries have... We're the only supposedly modern country that still has the death penalty. Why do we have it when it is wrong 4 out of 100 times? You willing? Who among you is so bold as to stand up and say, you know what, for that 4%, I'm willing to take the odds and burn them all. If we only make 4 wrong decisions out of 100, we get the other 96 bad guys. So 4 have to be sacrificed. Who's going to stand up and say that?
Collateral damage.
Yeah, more or less, that's what it is. Yeah, okay, well, you get involved in bad things with bad people, suffer the consequences. I sure don't want my country to stand for that. Frank, not a country that I love and live in. I don't think that's proper, appropriate, just at all. Do you? Who thinks that's acceptable? 4 out of every 100 are really not guilty and we still fry them? You think that's okay? I don't think it's okay. I think it's a stat that needs to be discussed. Is it going to be part of the election cycle this year? Nope, not at all. Matter of fact, what basically seems to be the number one thing, which is what it always is, it's still the economy, stupid. No matter what else is going on, looking at the elections, which are, what, a month from last Tuesday, right?
You want to, before you leave onto this? I just looked up real quick. Do you want to hear the 21 countries in 2012 that have believed to have used the death penalty?
I'm sure this is going to be a good list. Okay, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Afghanistan.
Mm.
Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
Belarus.
Yeah.
China. 2,000 plus executions.
In China.
Uh-huh. Oh, Bangladesh was one, just so you have to come here. Afghanistan was 14.
All right.
Gambia, 9.
Mm.
India, 1. That surprises me, actually.
Yeah.
Iran, 314. Iraq, 129.
Mm-hmm.
Japan, 7.
Mm.
North Korea, 6. That's got to be more than that. Mm. Pakistan, 1. Palestine, 6. The Republic of China, what's the difference between that and China? 6.
Hong Kong.
Okay. Saudi Arabia, 79. Somalia, 6. South Sudan, 5. Sudan, 19. The UAE, 1. Yemen, 28. How many for the U.S. in 2012?
Dozen.
43.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we're at the top of it, behind China and who's the head 300? Iran?
Iran,
yeah.
300. Iraq, 129.
Uh-huh.
So we're number four. The only ones in front of us.
We're number four on the list.
China, Iran, Iraq, the U.S.
There you go. All right, 16 before the hour is food for thought. This is Good Day, and we'll have our television report. A couple of quick stories from the world of TV. Jennifer's not here, and I like to leave the juicy stuff for her, but I have a story about a movie that's going to be made into a TV show. Pretty interesting, coming right up here on Good Day.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Wow, Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Are you joking?
No, they've been around so long that the Dead Sea was still alive. Geico's been around so long that rainbows were still black and white. They've been around so long that kids rode the school horse to school.
I thought you said you weren't joking.
Well, I wasn't joking about the 75 years.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
All right, let's get to the story that would be the top of the heap, no matter whether Jennifer was here or not. Rush Hour. Remember the movie with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Going to be made into a TV show. Trying to figure out how that would work. The show will be an action comedy hour-long episode. It'll be about a Hong Kong police officer getting stuck with a wild L.A. cop. The show happening, well...
There's like three of those movies that did pretty well.
They did.
So no Jackie Chan in this?
No. The guy who created Scrubs, Bill Lawrence, is going to co-write and executive produce the series.
That was a funny show, so this could have legs.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So I need to find a network first, but I would think Fox would be in on that because Fox is not having a great time of it. They're in the same hole pretty much.
Fox had Scrubs.
NBC is.
And then NBC, I think.
Yeah. They haven't done as well with any program, as much as this sounds self-serving. The best show they've had on the air this year so far is 24. they have not come even close to having another success with a drama, at least, like that. So you can be sure they're trying to figure out a way to bring that back in one form or another. Ashton Kutcher, who's the star of Two and a Half Men, and his... Is she married to him yet? Mila Kunis?
I don't know whether they're married. Let me look real quick.
All right, anyway, they had a baby girl yesterday.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice pictures. So they met together. Were they on that 70s show together? That was it,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how they knew each other. Baby said to be here and healthy, according to People Magazine. Why are you chuckling?
The headline, dude, here's our baby.
Yeah, dude, here's our baby. All right, and the people who are wondering about Tracy Morgan, you are a fan of his and you enjoyed him on television, you probably never see him again on TV. The suggestion is that he will never work again because of some kind of brain injury suffered in that crash with a Walmart truck. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
That's three people in a meal. It's also 888 is the prefix number for Doug Steffen, 888-302-DOUG. Or should you want to dial up Money Pit on the radio or just to leave a question for Tom Kreidler or Leslie Segretti, you can do that. 888-MONEY-PIT, that's the number. Money. Do you want to translate that into numbers?
888-666-3974.
39, so no wonder you don't do 666, come on.
888-666-3974.
That should roll off your tongue, though. 888-666-3974. That's a great number, actually.
Yeah, worked
out.
That's
a very good number. 888-666-3974. Send a question to Tom and or Leslie. They'll answer it on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That line is operating. Tom is here to discuss several items of interest that he has written about. Plus, if we're fortunate, we might even be able to get in a question from a listener, Tom.
Or two, or three.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Home improvement advice coming up here on Good Day.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
All right, time for Tom to explain how to Ebola-proof your home. Go ahead, Tom.
Sorry, I'm good. I'm just not that good.
Okay. Awnings. Summertime. Yeah. People think awnings are only good for the summertime. I know people who use awnings as long as it isn't snowing to keep the sun. I have a friend who has a porch. He just built his
mansion. Yeah.
Put a beautiful awning. I think awnings, actually, the more I look at them, I have never lived in a house with awnings, but there's something cool about them. If you
Well, they're coming back, and I think it's part of the old trend towards outdoor living.
Yeah.
Because more and more folks are spending more and more time outside. I mean, we're being rewarded for the value of our outdoor spaces when it comes time to sell the house. So I think awnings are becoming more popular than ever as a result of that. And, of course, mechanically, they're smarter now. It's no longer just the metal frame with the canvas tarp and the four ugly poles sticking down. You know, they can almost completely disappear when they're not needed.
Ah. You've had rain down there the last couple of days. So have we in New England. You're in New Jersey. Pretty much the East Coast. They haven't had it in Baltimore, Washington, but north of there and through New York State, the weather has been almost pre-fallish. Well, we're into fall a little bit. Leaves are beginning to change. And I wonder if people, when the weather isn't half bad, they start with their fall prep, or do people wait, as is, I guess, sort of a common thread in all of us. We wait and grab our butt at the end when it's almost too late to fix up for fall.
Well, you know, I like to remind folks, this is what I call the Goldilocks season, because it's not too hot, it's not too cold. So whether you're working inside or out,
porridge is not too, yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, now's the time to do it.
Who's the big bad bear?
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking about the rain, you know, that's when we start to get a lot of wet basements, especially as those leaves start to clog gutters. So let's remember to keep water away from the house, away from the foundation, keep those gutters clear right now. That could be your first step in fall prep.
All right, good idea. Casey, one of our listeners, asks about painting the interior of his parents' home before listing it for sale. My niece is doing the same thing. She's selling her house, wants to know about painting. She's painting inside. What's the this problem? This fellow says both of his parents smoked in the house. What do you do about that?
Yeah, that's tough. So a couple of things. First of all, aside from the walls, make sure we're starting with the floors. The carpet, if you've pulled that up, you're probably going to have to pull it up and toss it. And then the subfloor underneath, that's the first thing that has to be painted because that odor will soak in. So that plywood subfloor, I would put a coat of primer on that. And then on the walls, I would clean them with TSP, that's trisodium phosphate, a very good detergent for scrubbing the walls. And then again, prime them. And this time, when we talk about primers and we're trying to seal in smoke odor, you want to make sure you use an oil-based primer. I mean, I'm an advocate of the water-based products, but when you have to seal something in that's as pervasive as that, you really need to go oil-based. And then you can use a latex top coat.
You know, you and I have never agreed on that. I don't like water-based paints at all. I don't think they last. And I'm having a hard time finding good oil-based paint for the barn. So what I did this year was buy marine paint.
Yeah.
And have it mixed to the right color. 50 bucks a gallon, though.
But that's not that unusual, Doug. I mean, the good quality paints are going for, you know, I mean...
What happened to $8 a gallon?
Forget that.
To buy paint. Buying paint for $8, $9, $10 a gallon. But
you know what happens if you paint with $8 a gallon paint, Doug? You repaint quickly.
That's right. Yeah, very quick. Yeah, stain
takes 12 coats.
Yeah. Take a little bit from the advice page at the Money Pit, Money Pit website, moneypit.com, or call and leave a question, 888-666-3974 for the Money Pit.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.